another chapter of the 1689 Confession. We are now in chapter 16. This particular chapter is a verbatim quote from the Westminster Confession of Faith. If you notice, ang title niini of this chapter is called Of Good Works. Now, the subject of good works is really a part of the larger doctrine of sanctification. And evangelical obedience to God. So someone may ask, why then must we study chapter 16 when we have already studied chapter 13 on sanctification? Nanu wala man gibutan sa mga writers ang of good works next to chapter 13. Oh, napansin ba ito ninyo? Ang reason niya na is the organizing principle ng God sa pagsulat sa 69 Confession is first, they were dealing on the aspects of the application of salvation, meaning what God does, and secondly, they deal with the aspects of the application of salvation on the part where what man does, no? So kung inyong namatikdan, pagsugod na ito chapter 10, sugod of calling, justification, adoption, you very well know that these things is what God does in relation to or associated with conversion. Then they have sanctification after that in chapter 13. What God does in connection in the Christian life. Pagkahuman niya na giputol nila. Because what they did now is to attach, as it were, what man does as a response, as it were, sa kining gihimo sa Diyos. And so, after sanctification, chapter 13, makita nimo ang transition is faith, ang sunod, repentance, ang sunod, onya, good works. So, those three, makita nimo, klaro kayo nga naaygi participate lugar ang tao, no? So, muna ang organizing principle. They begin with what God does and they follow it up with what man does. So, what God does is He calls, He justifies, He adopts, and He sanctifies. All of this connected to the conversion issue. And what does man respond to or what does man do? Man believes, repents, and he does good works. Huh? So, at least we know the flow sa paghimo sa confession, the organizing principle. Now, kung inyong namatikdan, pito ka paragraphs ang chapter 16. And this 7 paragraphs are divided into 2 major topics or divisions. The first 6 deals with what we call the good works that the righteous do. Again, paragraphs 1 to 6 are the good works that the righteous people do. Or in other words, these are the good things that God's people do. Paragraph 7, on the other hand, are supposed to be the good works of non-Christians. In other words, we're talking about the apparent decent things that the unregenerate do. Now, kining unog nga first six paragraphs are further mga synthesized into five divisions. Kundiin kining pagkabahe nining lima talks with una, ang definition kung unsa ang good works. Ikaduha, nagtuki sila sa importance of good works. Thirdly, the cause of good works and the limitation of good works. And last and not the least, the acceptability of good works. So we start with paragraph 1. Dealing with the definition and rule of good works. So kung gusto niyo po tangan o kwan, moto ang title sa paragraph 1. No? Now, in this paragraph, they are answering the question. Unsa may ginatubag ni ini nga paragraph. What are good works? Because by title pa lang, the definition eh, and rule of good works. So, what are they dealing with? The definition of good works. But if you're dealing with good works in a more specific sense, what really are they talking about? Atong namatikdan na ilang pagtuki niini is both defined positively and negatively. But nang pasabot niya ito, they tell us what good works are, and they tell us what good works are not. Marambot pasabot na ito sa stated positively and negatively. Now, first, positively. Ingon pa nila sa confession, if you read it, good works are only such as God hath commanded in His holy word. Again, good works are only such as God hath commanded in His holy word. Now, this is a very interesting way of defining something. Because they're not defining it actually. Kung inyo na matigdan, good works. Good works are only such. What are those such? They have not identified it, di ba? So very interesting ang ilang pag-define. And what they want us to do in order to define it is they point us to Scripture. The confession, first of all, does not give us a formal definition. Secondly, the confession does not supply us with a man-made, say, checklist of what a good work is. Mauna yung good work, blah, 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 blah. Wala nilagihimok na. Now, instead of giving us a formal definition or a man-made list as to what is or what are good works, what the confession does is ginatudlo sa dito sa infallible standard for knowing what is good work. And where is that? They point us to the Scripture. In other words, if you have to synthesize what they're trying to say, a good work is only those that God commands in His Word. Kuhaan ninyo to. Ang maayong buhat daw, mura tong gimando sa Ginoo sa iyang pulong. Now you notice, sa paghatag niya ng definition, wala nila detalye ba? Pero ginatudlo sa nila dito sa balaang kasuratan. They don't point us to their own checklist. They don't point us to their own definition. They point us to the Word of God as the infallible rule or standard in assessing what is a good work. Now, this is a very vital perspective that we have to put in our mind, and why the writer did this. It will be very clear sa ato sunod, as we look dito sa negative side. So again, if you want to define good works, it must be defined vis-a-vis. In other words, in relation to what God explicitly commands or requires from His Word. A good work, therefore, is a work that God commands us to do. Where does where do we take it from? We take it from the Word of God. Now, in Scripture, good works are often contrasted, put side by side, and differentiated with evil deeds. One particular passage of Scripture that you might want to look at is Romans chapter 2, verse 6. At least, hantud 8 man siguro na, wherein you contrast ang good work of evil deeds. Now, when you survey the Bible, filting the gana about good works, but we will only limit our time constraints on 5 aspects. Open your Bibles, for instance, to John chapter 10, 32 to 33. Now, you very well know nga kini nga konteksto kung say is good, and then he Jesus Christ is involved in a controversy with his enemies. And most often than not, these are the Jews, or the Pharisees in particular, sa Biblia. And as this controversy brewed, or as this controversy heated, it was to the point na ilahan ng batuhon si Jesus Christ. That in verse 31, the Jews picked up stones again to stone him. And that word again there refer to the point that this is not the first instance na ilahan ng question sa mga kalaban niya. Okay, again, good. Ibig sabihin, may nangyari na in the past. And because of this controversy, Jesus now asks them or answered them. In verse 32, he said, I showed you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you stoning me? Binisaya, gipakitanta mo og maayong buhat gikan sa Amahan. Asa man adto? Ang rason nga no, inyo mamakong batuon. And the Jews answered him in 33, for a good work, we do not stone you, but for blasphemy. And because you, being man, make yourself out to be God. So, muna to ang rason kung ayon nila. Nga no, ilahang batuon si Jesus. So what is the passage talking about? Now, so let us understand what the passage is talking about and how we would define what a good work is, because gilito ko to, asa man to, good work. What to gi detalye kung unsa? Now, to answer that question, you have to open our Bibles to the 10th chapter of Acts, verses 38 and 39, for in those passages of Scripture is a commentary of the writer as to what these good works are. Luke, in trying to put his commentary on these verses, says, you know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. we are witnesses of all these things he did. All these things he did. Obviously referring to the good works Jesus did. Both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They also put him to death by hanging him on the cross. So what precisely did Jesus Christ do? That Paul, Luke was referring to as these good works. He went about doing good. Acts 10:38-39. What did Jesus do? He went about doing good. He healed the sick. He helped the crippled. He helped the handicapped. He fed the hungry. He helped the widows. He comforted the grieving. He helped the needy. Now these are the things that God or Jesus Christ did that constitute, although dilit naman, ang ginatawag na ito nga good works. That's why Jesus said, I have done many good works. Which of the good works are you stoning me for? Obviously, wala pa man ni siya nagkuhan. That great, great good, we might define it as the best work na ginimo ni Kristo dito magin sa cross, di ba? Pero obviously, diri, wala pa siya na crucified. Wala pa siya niyabot dito sa cross. But before that, naga na siya ginimo. If Jesus Christ was born, as commentators would say, 4 BC, nagsugod siya sa ministry 26 AD, meaning he was 30 years old. So wala pa siya kabot dito sa tumoy siyang gihimo. No? So these are the good works. In the context, Jesus has performed many good works. And what they did not like is that he did these good works. Actually, ang rason nga no, suko kay sila, is that these good works were always often done on a Sabbath. And he did this, according to accusations, in violation of a man-made rule and tradition regarding the Sabbath. Yun talaga ang reason. They were blind, they did not see the good work that he did. All they saw was the fact that he violated their tradition and rules. So, in the context of what Jesus did in his going about doing good, good works, therefore, in a very specific, pointed way of defining it, are concrete, concreto, expressions of kindness. Kaloy ba na? Because what follows is compassion. Kaloy giyapon? Kindness na ba? Kamaayo? Kaayo? Ang compassion, maluloyon. Anyway, siguro nakasabot mo. Basta, ang good works daw are concrete expressions of kindness, compassion, generosity, maging hatagon, matinabangon helpfulness, and considerateness, which are shown in a very practical manner. Konkreto na aksyon, praktikal na sitwasyon. It is not something taas lang sa una-una niya, why void of any of this kindness, compassion, generosity, helpfulness, and considerateness. So mo ito yung underline, praktikal na yung pamaagi na ginapakita ng mga dayag, kining matinabangon, maluluyon, maging hatagon, considerateness, binisaya. Ha? Masinabto nun? O, pwede nimo maingon ni anak. So, tanawa daw, atong mga kogalingon. In conjunction with this mga description, matinabangon ba ta din? Maluloyon ba ta? Nagpakita ba ta kaluoy sa mga dapat kaluyan? Now, ako, murag failure ko dre. Ingon ko, konkreto na ekspresyon. Ayun na lang una-una. Siguro naguna-una ta, pero konkreto man daw. Kitan yun. Tanaw daw nato atong kaugalingon. Pero bali man to, Jess, ikaw maghatagan. Dapat ikaw ni hatag.
Pwede ikaw ni hatag. Inala ka mag-uwi ito. Ako dito sa ato ang discussion sa mga sa proper ng asa sa meeting. Ito si Propol niya. Nasa ko na ko. Ngayon makulili mo sa anak. Ako kasi ito ang baby study ng mga Ugarding Lazaro at Richman. Ya sa kuan pa kung sila sa buhay pa ang katulit siya. Hindi mong naging ang katulit siya Richman o makasubo sa iyahang iyahang kapahanti o maid niya at sila natagin na siya ang pagpapang nga ka ba nga rin ang anak na dito kung Richman gili nga naman, hindi man dyan siya rin so complete magdita niya mo sa pangyong gili nga
Mayo just kung nga na lagi ang conviction sa personal ni mga kwan mga na kinabuhi. Pero as I said, I was talking on my personal kwan ba. As I tried to look at myself on the standard that the Bible gives regarding what a good work is, failure ka ako.
Nag-drive ko ako sa ulas niya na ngayon, limos, kaming badyaw. Di ko matag, iwag ko conviction niya, matag mo po, ano sa conviction? Ganyan ako. Pero ang sinuot ang langino nung niya kung matag ang conviction. Mabot ang tayo na tingala ka na ma-exercise niyo na inuhang imong faith diha sa pulong sa Ginoo. Pinaagil ako sa pulong kaya it's better to give than to receive. So dapat yung badyaw ni hatag, ganit mo na ito kahatag. Pagkuhan na siya, patuloy mo hatag mo. To be done to receive. Bumusaklifice ko kay kabalo ko manipulong sa Ginoo. And then, mahimot kong practice nyo na ito. Sana mag ato ang
So anyway, as I said, different experiences to different people. I don't know sa inyo thing. Cecil or si sila ano. But I repeat, as I look at myself ba, in comparison to the standard of scripture, how meager my, kumbaga, my mark is in comparison to this. With people who have really big hearts for compassion, considerateness, kindness, and generosity, God bless you more so that you could do more of those things. On my part, God bless me more so that I too may have a bigger heart for this kind of standard that the Bible gives. Okay, Acts chapter 9:36. Regarding now of a woman called Dorcas. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which translated in Greek is called Dorcas. This woman was abounding with deeds of kindness and charity, which she continually did. This is not, kumbaga, very sporadic instances of showing abounding deeds of kindness and charity, but the Bible shows that she continually did. Other translations would even call it full of good works and alms, which she did. No? What does this mean? Now, there is a very intimate connection or relationship between good works and caring for the poor. Okay? Notice that it was not only the poor that the widows she cared for. Because in verse 39, it is written, "So Peter arose and went with them. When he arrived, they brought him into the upper room, and all the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing all the tunics and garments that Dorcas used to make while she was with them." Apparently, namatay ni. Kanya na nambong dito siyang wake. Napakita kang Peter, "Oh, mo niyo, mo ginin yatag niyo. Mo ginin yatag basa." Buhi pa, kini si Dorcas mo, di rin yung bulwaton. No? Mananahi siguro ni siya. Now here is a woman, very, very rich in good works. She was making clothes for widows. No? 2 Corinthians 9, 8 and 9. Now the context of these verses, of course you would know, there was a famine ravaging the land of Judea. And Paul was walking around, as it were, in other places na higo sa famine, trying to, quote-unquote, solicit from the Christians who have plenty during those times. He was saying, "You have Christian brothers in Judea and Jerusalem who have been stricken by a famine, who are in need." And he says to them, "You may abound unto every good work, as it is written," meaning kining pagtabang nila dito sa mga naigo o pulaw. Famine? Pulaw? So in other words, these good works have something to do with benevolence, generous benevolence shown to the victims of famine. And nung nakaraan lang, we had the famine also, di ba? The long drought. El Niño. Nabatay niyo mo ang benevolence ato? Or naning kamot rin po na gato? Amor o dilater, no? Naning kamot rin pa gato. And leave the benevolence to the SWD. Let them take care of those, ano. But this is the context of what Paul is saying to the Christians who have plenty. For their brothers and sisters who were ravaged by a famine during the time. 1 Timothy 5:10. Here Paul again is talking about the qualifications of elderly women who are in the church or who have special affiliations with the church. Notice the qualification in Paul again are very concrete expressions kung kinsa ang mga elderly women nga dapat affiliated sa church or kauban sa church. Has brought up children, shown hospitality to strangers, washed the saints' feet, assisted those who are in distress. Oh, suyaw kayo, matigulan na nga babae niya sa simbahan, pero dapat mo ito ang kumbaga their bayonita. So, job description has brought up children, shown hospitality to strangers, washed the saints' feet, assisted those in distress. These again are concrete physical expressions of kindness, considerateness, compassion, helpfulness, thoughtfulness to other people in their time of need. Now, sa mga dato, naaga po exhortation ng Bible as a rule in showing good deeds, because in 1 Timothy 6:17 and 18, instruction specifically for those who have plenty. Abundansya kayo ba? Permanente. To do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous, and to be ready to share. Again, ang tenor permanente, no? Mga expression sa kaluoy, pagka makinabangon, pagka mahigatabon, mga consider sa mga kabus o timawa, mga ginay permanente. Now, in conclusion, if these distinct, concrete expressions of kindness, compassion, generosity, helpfulness, considerateness, these are what we call good works that the Bible provides us. It is these things which God has made us in Christ Jesus to be zealous to do. Lest we forget that fact, let me call two verses of scripture that precisely why you were bought with a price, why were you elected in Christ and all of His graces. For what? If you want to open your Bibles in Hebrews 10:24, it is these things which we are to steer one another to do. Kini paghimo sa good works. Because it is these things which God has made us in Christ nga dapat nato himoon. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works. Isn't that what the Bible says? And He redeemed us, and that He might have a people for His own possession, zealous for good works. You were God's. You became God's possession, so that you will become zealous for good works. You want a proof? Titus 2:14. So why is it? At least I'm talking for myself. Are we so deficient in what we are supposed to be doing? Zealous for good works. If indeed we are saying there is onahan, we are Christ's possession. There seems to be a disconnect. Or we might have not been sensitive to the fact of what the Bible really says of what a good work is. We tend to define a good work on the standards of men rather than what the confession says. If you want to have a definition of what a good work is, you must go back to the Bible and get from the Bible the definition of good work. And a good work has been defined at least sa 5 passages na itong ipakita ganiyan. How are we faring in our good works? Or we are only striving to quote unquote to save our skin? This slide has a heart for volunteerism. I don't know if it qualifies dito sa good work na ginoon dito sa Bible. Makinabango mo po daw sa life. Sa mga distressed people, o siguro na mga nasunugan, na-distressed na siya. Kaysa ay muli ni sa balay, siya ni kumbati na po ni, isunog, niya duhara ni kabo, pagbuli sa balay, perting pamaul. Kuya, sabi nga, nakatingkasing pa, dadalaw lang kayo sa fire truck. Kumbati rin yung sunog, pagbuli sa balay, perting pamaul. Na, if that is a good work, nag-qualify sa good work sa Biblia, pagtabang sa mga kwan, then may God bless you for that effort. Just make sure you're not doing it to boost your own ego and your own reputation. Any question? Oh, sige, bro.
Pero kung
binuhatan sa tanaw nato murapog maayo sa mga dili iya sa Ginoo.
Ayo ta sila. Pero kung masong kita ko dito to mga kanan sa Ginoo. Pero kini minsan ay karo kay isang tanong kapto na sa Pinoteo na basa na o kay anak ko niya sa kisuhan ng Pinoteo. So, kita ang mga maayo ng buhan.
Pero ketong sa tito bro, gwapo sa to. Dos 14.
Ana kanung dos lang kay kulite una sa
Padayon na ito, bro.
Salamat na kayo. Kasi,
sige.
Kaya ba sa Ephesians 2:10, ipulat namin na ito, for we are God's world and sin, created in Christ Jesus, to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
So, mo ganyan mong disin nyo, Jess?
Okay.
Kung pinili, magaling ka.
Pinag-iagod sa Kristo na, inana na siya kinaya, dili ni umun ba nga, siguro ang ibang wak pa na kamata. Wak pa mo abot dito ang time niya ba nga, muna siya ka ng dinulitaw sa Matthew chapter 5, sa Beatitudes, verse 7, naging mo siya, blessed are those who are merciful dito to, tama ba to? For he will show mercy. Ano ba? Sa iyong kinaiyan na mag-uoy, siguro mo hatag mo siya, tinanukin siya. Now, na multi-question dyan na, Gerace at Nino, kita ba't nung nani? Yes, you are referring to yourself, di ba? Alam ko. Now, ibutang nato, sa akin ka na, di ba na good work na ay nagpahaan diya na kung siya siya ito na ito o nagpadama lang sa tao nagbuhod sa siya para lang ito siya matabangan kay Bleda rin ito na ito especially good work especially yun ba believers no kisa yung nataw na nagin sa ito na sila Marshall hindi tawag man lang ito Marshall but Marshall kumusta ka diya kanya taas yung mga sapa ang tubig kisa sa ito na sa ito diri. So na gyapo na nagpakita gyapo na concrete gyapo na nga example so kinaiyagin niya sa usa sa tao na usad na ba regenerate na sa Diyos na napit question no eh
sige na
ito komentary mo to napit question mo no, eh ganila napit quotation di mo ito na ito Lara John chapter 10 verse 31 and 32. But Jesus said to them, I have shown you many
good words.
Great miracles, when I was saying the great miracles that is result of them from the Father, for which of this do you stone me? So ano nila po na gigamit din niya, hindi pa niya makapaglibog na mukha mo sa lain niya version good work man na nagamit wala po kita rin kunya sa lain bahay na una po po siguro tama ang good work butang na to tama po siguro ng great miracles so ano siya, I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stand me? Mayroon ang mga kwan. Sige pala na po, tama sa siguro ng miracle. Tingnan naman. Tingnan naman sa 33. We are not stoning you for any of these. Kung mag-liver ka nga, na good work niya, kung mag-liver ka po sa kuha nga, great miracles niya, reply the Jews, but for blasphemy, because you are a mere man, claim to be God. So, ngayon, sa mga tao nung iba ko si Cristo tungkol kayo nagbuhat siya mag-iwan siya ng Diyos siya niya humandik wala sa katumbutan na good work o great miracle siguro din siguro great miracle no? Kaysa John 3 ngayon mga siniputi mo nga wang makadimo ang itong Diyos sige acknowledge nila ang miracle nga Diyos mo ni sila nila nga Diyos ay makahimuhan na. So, siguro, hindi po hati siguro din ni Cristo. Good work din siguro niya ang Diyos. Tama ba? Good work.
I don't see any problem sa good work and miracle in the context of that verse. Because, obviously, it was referring to Jesus Christ. Kung yung imong tanawon, ang mga good work na gihimo ni Jesus Christ. All, if not, or are miraculous eh. Katong healing the sick na bakul. Mga miraculous to eh. So, using the words NIV miraculous, no problem with this. If it refers to what Jesus Christ was doing, like raising the dead, I mean, that is really a miracle. Which is also a good work. So, I don't see any problem. Sa imong panabot ang
the great is worship, the legend of the word, ergo.
This is meaning to nila, kita ko sa ninyo, ang dapat maayong buhat ng ninyo.
Maayong buhat ko sa
kumamahan.
Maayong buhat.
A good word.
Hindi halagi sa NIV kay gigamit mag miraculous. Halos lahat kasi nang ginawa ng Panginoong Hesus ay miraculous, like feeding the 5,000. He had compassion sa mga tao ngayon o apay taon naging isang miraculous, which is a good work.
Okay, na yung short rating balik daw ka sa ato ang issue ng good work, no? Ibutan mo na ito. Ano ang iagit sa tao niya nga mauna ang tabo niya, no? Kung sama lang ng mga tao na wapakailangin ang muna sa buwat at maayos. Itistuhan mo naman siya. That would remain a question.
Nga wala para ni
itong tumbagon niya. Ini siguro ako.
Okay.
Kasan pagkahuman niya kay time ng...
Okay. Okay. With that, ato'y panayon niya. So, magambota. You know, when we are confronted with your word, mula tawag yun ang kamaturan. Kay kamaturan ka man. Istigo ni anak Ginoo ang paghitabok karong kabuntagon, makita gina mo, Lord. Samtang gina-define na mo kung sa imayong buhat, how we always fall short, Lord, of your standard. We are convicted to the heart knowing our utter kawaton at ubangan ni mo ginoon. Busa gani Lord, nagpasalamat kami sa mga inganing higayon sa pagtuon na mabait pa kami against scripture para ma-refine kami Gino sa among mga gawi. Kaya mo magani na ang inong dandi ay ngano kami ni mo giluwas for your own possession, that we may be zealous for these good things na dapat na mo ginahimo sa among pagsatagsa na kinabuhi. May it be then a learning experience karong kabuntagong Ginoo sa matag-usa ka na mo to treasure these truths in our hearts and in more practical and concrete terms Ginoo sa among kinabuhi mapractice po na mo kining mga kamaturan. And in this particular instance, Lord, help us that we may do more of the good works that you expect of us. Acts of compassion, generosity, considerateness, helpfulness, tuguban pa Ginoo, mahimuta na mo ni pinaagi sa inyong tama. With our own selves, Ginoo, deficient kami. That we could also do things, all things, in Christ, nga mo'y strengthen sa mo. And in this particular aspect sa among kinabuhi, Ginoo, tabangi kami na mahimo na mo ning mga butang, mga maayong butang na imbo sa ang ikahimot ng Ginoo. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.